State officials are pursuing a new way to investigate landlords who endanger residents with unsafe or unsanitary living conditions. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
The state has opened a civil investigation into Emmanuel Koo, the former landlord of Clay Arsenal Renaissance Apartments in the north end of Hartford. Attorney General William Tong says what seems like for the first time, they'll look to bring an action in a public housing case under the Connecticut Unfair Trade Practices Act.
This guy made millions of dollars off of not honoring his obligations to these residents, and we want that money back, and we want damages to be paid to the residents for the harm and the suffering that they went through for those many years.
Records show that Koo of New York bought Clay Arsenal and other properties across Hartford at a foreclosure auction in 2011. Former residents like Terry Morrison say living conditions became uninhabitable.
The most terrifying situation was about 2.5 years ago while I was preparing a hot meal for my children. A mouse poked his head up through my stove while I was preparing the food. So at that point, I realized that this was a serious situation.
Recent inspections revealed health and safety threats to residents, and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development severed its $1 million-a-year contract with Koo in 2018. Later that year, Tong says Koo sold the Hartford properties at a profit of $6.5 million. Tong notes that other landlords in Hartford and around the state have lost HUD housing contracts for poor living conditions.
And so whether it's Emmanuel Koo or somebody else, we're going to hold these landlords accountable. So we're just beginning.
Koo has until March 15th to provide documents and other evidence being requested in the investigation. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.